Grownups, this show is made possible by supporters like you. Please consider donating at our website, yougoask.com.
You go ask.
You go.
You go.
No, you go ask.
No, you go ask.
Welcome to You Go Ask. You've got questions, we've got answers. I'm Jason.
I'm Allie, and we're both elementary teachers.
Today's question comes from Jonathan in San Francisco, California.
My name is Jonathan, and I'm from San Francisco, California. And my question is, can teachers teach their own children in their class? Why or why not?
Thank you, Jonathan. Can teachers teach their own children in their class? And I really like the why or why not.
I agree. I feel like it was a really great question. I actually did not know this question, so I did some research. I found out that in California and in other states, there isn't a big rule. There isn't a yes or a no. It depends on the school district, and if everyone agrees and thinks it's okay, and teachers will be fair to all students, then the teacher can have their own child in the classroom. Some schools think it's better for the kid to be in a different class. And so the three main reasons that I saw were fairness, making sure that they were fair to all the students, including their own child, the roles that they had. So at school, you're a teacher, and then at home, you're a parent, but at school, you have to kind of play both roles. So it can be tricky sometimes. And then the third one is how you see things. So even if everything is fair, it's how it feels for all the kids in the classroom. So this is a great question for you, Jason. Since you are a parent, you are also a second grade teacher with a child who is in second grade, but not in your classroom. Would you teach your own child?
Well, I mean, I would say I teach my own child all the time, but at home. I would not want to have my child in my classroom. It doesn't mean it's wrong to do it. There's lots of situations where teachers do teach their own children. And while our school district doesn't really have a policy, or a school doesn't have a policy.
Vocab check, Jason. What is policy?
Policy is, I would say it's like a rule. Policy is a rule that people follow. And we don't really have a rule that says my son couldn't be in my classroom. It's just generally our policy not to do that. We've had a number of teachers' children at our school, and they've always not been in their parents' classroom. They've always been with other teachers. You and I have both had children of other teachers at the school. Somebody had asked me, I've run into people who have said, oh, could you have had your son in your classroom this year? And I said, I don't know. I guess I could if I really wanted. If I pushed for that, then I could. But it's not really our policy to do it. And to go back to Jonathan's question, he said, why or why not? And so I thought about it, Jonathan, and I kind of made a list of pros and cons, because I think there's some really good reasons why you'd want to do it. I think the first is it's a nice shared bonding experience. It would be great to have them in my classroom all year, go on field trips together. It would be like a really special year. I would really like that. Maybe my child would. Maybe he wouldn't. I don't know. You would also have like this front row seat to their progress. Our teachers at the school are wonderful, but to see him on a daily basis in the classroom, to know exactly what his strengths are and what his areas of growth are, it would be clearer if I was in the classroom with him for sure. It would be great just to know what's going on in the class all the time, how people are talking to him, how he's talking to other people. And there's just a convenience factor of it. Just he's right there at pickup. He can set his backpack down at drop off in my classroom. There's some good reasons to do it. I think on some level I would enjoy it. But I also think there's a bunch of cons. And Allie, you had talked about a couple of them when you said there's kind of this role confusion between mom or dad, or do I call you Mr. or Mrs.? Like, my child does a really good job at school of calling me Mr. Parmalee. I appreciate that. But I can see a situation where if he was in my classroom, he might go, hey, Papa, hey, Dad. And you don't want that in the classroom. There's also the other thing you talked about was the favoritism. And it's really the perception of what other people think is happening. And even if you didn't treat your child with favoritism, the perception from other people is, you probably do. And even though, you know, you're saying you don't, I bet it does happen. Maybe it's just on like that unconscious level where you don't realize you're doing that. So it's just a really hard thing to juggle.
I agree with you, Jason. I mean, I think there's some pros and cons for that question. I feel like parents already know their kids really well. They know how they learn, what they like, what motivates them, and what they would need help with. But I mean, I feel like that could also be a con. If you were the parent and also their teacher, your child might feel like you're always watching them in the classroom. And I mean, I don't have a kid, but I mean, at home, it might be hard to stop being in teacher mode, right? So it's like, did you finish the assignment that you didn't finish in class? So I don't know if I was a kid with a parent as a teacher and be in the same classroom. I don't know if I would want my mom or dad to be like, hey, you didn't finish that assignment.
I would like to point out that there are definitely situations where it is unavoidable. An unavoidable situation is if you live in a small community and you only have one second grade teacher, where are you sending your second grader? Out of town to another school? No, they would go to the same school. And I think in that environment, it would be a little bit different. I think that's just more accepted. And I grew up in a very small town. And I had several classmates whose parents were teachers or principals or and guidance counselors at the school. And growing up, it was totally normal. That was, yeah, that's fine. Where it's a small community, that's okay. Allie, I tried to spend some time. I like to try to come up with a game on the podcast sometimes. And I tried really hard to come up with a game that made sense for this question. You have said that you don't have children. But if I kept coming up with these like, would you rathers or these situations where what if your child was in the classroom and you saw them cheating on a math test? What would you do? And I'm like, your answer is going to be the same, whether it's your child or another student. I think you're going to treat that situation the same. Am I accurate?
I mean, I hope I would.
I hope I would, right? Yeah. We hope we would. There are situations where you don't realize you're not. So it's certainly possible that you would be harder or tougher on your child if you saw them cheating on a test. I can't imagine a world where you just let it go. I don't see that at all. But I do think there would be like some level of, you know, it's my child. I'm not gonna say anything. But I don't believe you would do that at all. I don't have a game. My game is I don't have a game. I think you would treat your child and I think you would treat your students the same.
I mean, I hope I would honestly treat everyone the same, including my child, if I had one.
Jonathan, so what I would say is that it's really great to have my child at the school with me, but I think it's best if they're in another classroom, if possible, for some of the reasons that we were talking about earlier, like having more independence, not feeling like your mom or dad is right there watching you do everything, to not feel like you're getting special treatment because you are the teacher's child. It just makes sense for me not to have my child in the class. But I could. We could. We choose not to. And Allie, if you were in the same situation as me, would you make the same personal choice?
I probably would, yeah. I don't think I would want to teach my own child and have them as a student.
Because we do it every single day, all the time. I do honestly feel like I am my child's teacher outside of school. I think that's your role as a parent.
I mean, parents are already teachers, just in a different way.
Thanks to Jonathan in San Francisco for the question. If you'd like to submit your own to You Go Ask, visit our website with your grown-up at yougoask.com. You can record and upload your question right there.
I can't remember what was the question. Would you